Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Each of us makes up our own mind about what we have faith in. I participated in a funeral service for my grandmother back in September of 1987. She had lived all her adult life in a small town in Idaho. In my eulogy, I tried to mention a memory or a story from many of the 40 grandchildren who had gathered for the service. Also, I talked, as I often do at such memorial services, of the common feelings of grief and loss that we humans have when someone close to us dies. I spoke about the sadness we feel because we could no longer visit and talk with Grandma now that she had died at the age of 103. After I sat down, my grandmother's Mennonite minister spoke. Lance was his name. He told the congregation that we should not feel sad. Now, I had just talked about sadness and grief. He said we should feel happy. My grandmother had been a member of that congregation since 1908. She had accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. Therefore, she was now in heaven. He told us what a blessed relief it is to know that all a person has to do is have faith and a belief in Jesus Christ, that Jesus died for our sins to be spared the everlasting torments of hell. He said we should dry our tears and celebrate. He suggested that certain ones among us may also wish to confess our sinfulness and accept the sacrifice of Jesus on behalf of us so that someday we also would see Grandmother again in heaven. Our statement of faith would be another reason to feel joy and happiness on this day, our statement of faith in Jesus. Well, that day I did not want to get into a theological debate, so after the service I thanked my grandmother's minister. We drove from the church a few miles to the cemetery, a small patch of green among the wheat and potato farms just north of the Snake River in central Idaho. It was a clear, beautiful fall day, dry air, cool but comfortable. About 100 of us gathered at the graveside. However, I remember after the casket was lowered into the ground, one woman saying to me, "Think what an incredible day it will be when the judgment day comes. The earth will open and every Christian will come out of their caskets and be alive again." Now again, I did not want to get into a religious debate, so I simply nodded my head without saying anything. Now, this is what many people mean by faith. They have complete trust and confidence that they will go to heaven if they believe that Jesus died for our sins. I have never believed that Jesus died for my sins. My mother left the Mennonite church, and my father left the Southern Baptist church because they did not believe the theology of the Mennonites or the Baptists. However, they still felt that a religious community should be an important part of their life. So they visited a number of churches until they found the Unitarian Church. They became active members when I was still a very young child. I used to go back and visit that church and have people come up to me and say, "I remember changing your diaper." And I would say, "Thank you." Unitarian Universalists tend to be skeptics about most faith claims. We want hard evidence before we place trust or confidence in someone or something. So on the cover of the order of service, the Unitarian is in the scuba gear, crossing the Red Sea with Moses. The scientific method is our primary tool for evaluating faith statements. Liberal religious faith opens its mind to what science reveals. For example, after looking at the evidence, most Unitarian Universalists conclude that Jesus was a human being, a great teacher, but not God. When it comes to what happens when we die, some Unitarian Universalists believe in life after death, and some do not. Many of us are agnostic on the question. Personally, I have a hunch that some part of my consciousness will survive after death. However, I have no proof. The death of my younger sister comes to my mind as I think about the word faith. I struggled with faith in 2004 when she was diagnosed with cancer. For months before her death, I drove her to radiation treatments and chemo treatments at Johns Hopkins Hospital, the best in the area. Her illness and her death left me with a deep feeling of loss. She, however, had faith in reincarnation, and this helped her accept her decline in health. In some ways, I envied her deep faith in reincarnation because it made the end much easier for all of us. As I reflect on these experiences, the funeral of my grandmother and the death of my younger sister, I realize that I do have faith. I do have faith and trust, confidence in things that help me cope, that enable me to feel at home in the universe and to find meaning in the world and in my life. My faith comes first from my relationships with friends and with family. Most of us have mixed feelings about our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our spouses, our children, our friends. As a husband and as a parent, I attend to my relationships with my wife and my children. I visit, I write letters, I make phone calls. Working on my relationships with my family and my friends is a lifelong project. It is part of the significance of my life. I have faith, trust, confidence that part of the purpose of my life, part of my task in the universe, is to work on these relationships. Second, my faith comes from my creative activity. Creative expression is important. Music, drama, poetry, all of it helps to heal my soul. Art expresses the range of human emotions, from laughter to tears. For example, in the months and years after my father's death, I found comfort in taking an old box of photographic negatives, photos that my father had taken in the 1940s and 1950s, and I scanned these negatives into a computer file. In the process, I could see the world from his perspective, see how he sought scale, harmony, in these black and white moments, frozen in time, mixing tenderness in the images and a feeling of austerity in the black and whiteness of the pictures. For others, gardening or cooking or painting or music can help heal the soul. Whatever form it takes, art is a justification for human existence. I have faith, trust, confidence that part of the purpose of my life, part of my task in this universe, is to engage in these creative activities. Third, my faith comes from relationships, from creative activities, and third, from the experience of the beauty of nature. The flowers, the green plants, the smells of fresh air, they all move me in a deep way. The splendor of nature gives meaning to my life. Even on hot Florida days, I can smell the rain and smell the trees and feel the wonder of the earth and the sky and the water. On hot days, I sink into the cool water of a pool or of the Gulf out on Siesta Key, and I have a sense that I'm part of the vast ongoing life, one which includes me and all the generations of women and men before me. The beauty of the world heals my spirit. On my last visit to see my father before his death in 2002, I drove him up to the Grand Canyon in Arizona, and we walked slowly along the rim, watching the squirrels. On my last visit with my sister before she died, we sat outside among geese and trees and grass and water, enjoying a beautiful summer day. I have faith, trust, and confidence that part of the purpose of my life, part of my task in the universe, is to be part of the beauty of nature. I imagine that my grandmother's minister, if he heard me say all this, Lance would reply that his faith offers much greater comfort than my faith. He would tell me, promises eternal life after death in paradise, a reunion with our loved ones. I only promise the happiness that comes with friendship, with artistic activity, and with the beauty of nature. And I make no guarantees about life after death, except to say that I suspect there is something after death. My liberal religious faith is humble. I accept that I do not know all the answers. So to my grandmother's minister, I would say that my friendships, my creative activity, and the beauty of nature are enough for me. While some people feel uncomfortable with the idea of not knowing, I feel uncomfortable believing in things when I have no proof. Most of the time, I accept the limits of my knowledge. Most days, I feel comfortable not knowing everything about what happens when we die, or everything about the origins of the universe, or the nature of life. There is much that we do not know, much that remains for us to discover. Maybe I am at ease with this Meanwhile, I am at ease with this mystery, at ease with this mystery. And I accept the limits of my knowledge. Each of us makes up our own mind about such things. What gets me through the storms of my life is my faith, which comes from my relationships, my creative activity, and from the beauty of nature. Of course, I cannot make this happen for other people. I can only testify to my own experience. As a minister, I do what I can to nurture such relationships, encourage such creative expression, and protect the beauty of the natural environment. My hope is that Unitarian Universalist churches provide the support necessary to nourish such faith. At my best moments, I have faith that a unity of purpose and intentionality that underlies existence is out there. That it's not all random, there is purpose. And I feel this unity on Sunday morning when I exchange smiles with you. I feel this sense of purpose, this wholeness, when we laugh together. I feel this momentary feeling of purpose and harmony when I hear the sounds of music. It is this sense of unity and purpose I feel when I notice the butterflies that somehow survived the storm. I have faith in this intentionality, this purpose. Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And although it does not use religious vocabulary, Phillips Booth's poem, First Lesson, is a poem about faith. Lie back, daughter. Let your head be tipped back in the cup of my hand. Gently, and I will hold you. Spread your arms wide. Lie out on the stream and look high at the gulls. A dead man's float is face down. You will dive and swim soon enough where this tidewater ebbs to the sea. Daughter, believe me, when you tire on your long thrash to your island, lie up and survive. As you float now, where I held you and let go, remember when fear cramps your heart. Remember what I told you. Lie gently and wide to the light year stars. Lie back, and the sea will hold you. That, for me, is faith.